Happy birthday, number 74, to Anni Frid Lyngstad from ABBA. She's one of the A's. Waterloo, number one back in 1974. One of the best-selling music artists of all time is ABBA. Anni Frid Lyngstad won the Swedish National Talent Competition called New Faces back in 1967, then became part of ABBA. Musicals and more these days featuring their music. She turns 74 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday morning all across the state of Michigan as we prepare for Michigan State on Saturday. I've been here 4 years, as I've mentioned previously, but I have been we'll alienate half the listening audience, I apologize. I've been a Michigan fan, a Wolverines fan, for a long, long time. Growing up in Illinois, I had no allegiance to the state school, University of Illinois. Growing up in Chicago, it was a little far away. And I had no Division I football connections in my home. My dad went to DePaul, does not have a football team. My uncle went to UIC, no football team, University of Illinois, Chicago. My brothers both went to Marquette University, no football team. I went to North Central College, go Cardinals, outside Chicago. That's Division III. And so very young, I don't know, 7, 8 years old, I adopted, I don't remember why, the University of Michigan Wolverines as my team. So moving up here to Michigan has been a smooth transition. I just fit right in when it comes to football. And I guess basketball to an extent now, too, since they've also been quite successful. Big game for both sides. Jim Harbaugh, you don't want to lose after a great win against Notre Dame. Don't want to lose to the in-state rival, Michigan State, with already two losses on the docket. And for the Spartans, could this be the end of their head coach's time there? Whole bunch of articles. I was trying to explain this to my buddy back in Illinois. Looking from afar, he's like, well, you know, D'Antonio's done a good job and went to the Final Four of the college football playoff and, you know, give him another chance, another year. I'm like, I don't know, man. The coverage up here, everyone sees a program that is kind of falling apart, and I don't know if he gets another year. So we'll see. But, you know what we do? Go a long way toward changing the perspective? A win over Michigan. So that's another reason why this weekend's game is so important, Michigan and Michigan State. I don't know if Steve mentioned this, but I will. On Wednesday, one of the Republican congresswomen who looked really sharp was Elise Stefanik from New York, who is female, as you might tell from the name, and is a Republican. Now, I don't know if you guys know Matthew Dowd from ABC. He is ABC's, I believe his official title is Chief Political Analyst. He previously was a Republican campaign guy, worked for Arnold Schwarzenegger in California, and allegedly, while working for Arnold Schwarzenegger, had an affair with his wife, with Schwarzenegger's wife, Maria Shriver. But since then, has become a quote-unquote independent, although if you watch or listen to him at all, it's clear he's on the left at this point. And his job is essentially poking at Republicans and making fun of them and tearing them down, even though he's a nonpartisan chief political analyst. I call Matthew Dowd the least essential man in politics because nobody really cares what he thinks, and he's not even truthful with himself about what he thinks, meaning he still is, you know, he's a nonpartisan guy. He's a party over politics guy when clearly his analysis does not reflect that. So he tweeted on Wednesday after Elise Stefanik had a very good day during the impeachment hearings. He tweeted, Elise Stefanik is a perfect example of why just electing someone because they are a woman or a millennial doesn't necessarily get you the leaders we need. Now, there's some layers here. First, really sexist. Second, do you notice how he said electing someone because they are a woman or a millennial? You know he wanted to write she there because that would be the proper grammatical thing to say. Electing someone because she is a woman. But you know, pronouns these days, I guess I better say they. Also, just 2 years ago, Matthew Dowd tweeted this. I am so happy that so many women ran and won yesterday. Please, please, I hope many of you out there run in the months and years ahead. Our country and world need you. But of course, what Matthew Dowd meant by that was that he wanted to see more liberal, democratic women run and win. Not Republicans. You got his message wrong. Which is why he had to follow it up 2 years later by saying, you can't just elect someone like Elise Stefanik because they are a woman. That can't be the defining characteristic. He tried to clean things up. He said, I think people misunderstand my tweet. I'm saying, just saying we need more millennials or more women isn't going to solve the problem of needing more leaders with integrity. Even though, again, 2 years ago, he specifically said, just women. And then apologizing to Elise Stefanik. I just want to apologize for a tweet that is being misinterpreted. I don't know how you misinterpret that. I didn't mean to suggest you were elected only because you were a woman or a millennial. I deleted the tweet. So again, you don't really have to listen to Matt Dowd on ABC for any reason at all. ABC, the network, again, that quashed the story on Jeffrey Epstein and now employs George Stephanopoulos, the former Clinton operative, as their chief, well, I guess he's their chief political correspondent. And Dowd would be their chief political analyst, who, again, is a man of the left, taking sexist shots at Elise Stefanik because she is not the right kind of female. That's the kind of analysis you can get over at ABC. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Today, to show you something else about Pioneer's corn and soybean product development, I'm in Johnston, Iowa. I'm walking into a large, nondescript building. But what's inside is definitely worth describing. This is the insectary. That humming is from an environmental growth chamber. Behind this last set of doors are, you guessed it, insects. Lots of them. Okay, here we go. These insects, along with research data, help Pioneer breeders design corn and soybean products to better withstand insect pressure. This knowledge goes back decades and is constantly expanding for the future. The Insectary, another place that makes Pioneer Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.